Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Look, Sunday is Father's Day. So today we're going to spend a goodly amount of time talking about the good dads in our lives, right?
I'm going to read a special letter to my dad on behalf of Bart here in a couple hours.
So we all have a friend, Nick Turner, who is an amazing dad. And we want to say happy Father's Day.
Oh, man, Nick and Tamisha are the best.
They've got a 3-year-old daughter that he is absolutely in love with and is like the best dad to her. She looks up to him in so many ways, and he is there for her all the freaking time.
And she's going to be the best big sister, and I'm so excited for him to be a dad for a second time.
Yeah, so she is pregnant. She's 10, 11 weeks pregnant right now, and they got number 2 coming. And he is going to be just as good a dad to number 2, obviously, as he was and is to number 1.
Yeah, he's going to crush it.
So to Nick Turner, man, for the dads that step up and they are there for their kids all the time that are great dads, we salute you, man. Happy Father's Day. All right, Kaylee, what did you hide? What did you do?
I didn't hide anything intentionally. I just didn't even think about it. And I don't know how to navigate my wife's brain. I don't know what she's going to get mad at and what she's not going to get mad at. I don't know what I should consciously disclose and what doesn't matter.
I think this is a dude thing. Like, you're going through your day. Like, my fiance will ask me, so what happened today? Yeah. And it's like, for me, for her, it's probably like talking to a teen. I'm like, nothing really, nothing special. Mm-hmm. And then I just forget to give her all the details.
Oh, yeah. I get that all the time.
Yeah, and then she finds out later that it's a big deal.
Why didn't you tell me you stopped by Starbucks? I don't know, because it wasn't important.
Right.
I didn't find that to be an important detail. So I was out to dinner the other night. We were out with another couple, and I don't know what brought the subject up about names. But I said to my wife, I said, oh, and it just popped in my head. I said, so my mom goes by Nikki. That's her name. Ever since I've been calling my mom, I knew that her name was Nikki. But I think her birth name was Nadine. So I never disclosed that to my wife. I don't know why I didn't disclose it. I didn't think it was an important detail. I just didn't even think about it. And she goes, what? Your mom's name is not Nikki? And I go, I'm like, oh, hell, what's going on here? I'm like, are you serious right now?
Hold on. Yeah.
Tamisha and Nick are on the phone.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, forget about what I
mean. We'll get back to you in the doghouse. That's a very common story. Tamisha.
Yes.
Nick.
Oh, he's here too. Sorry.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you first. How you doing? Okay. How did he take it? Was he shocked?
He was very shocked. He almost started crying.
All right, so for those of you that haven't been listening the last 10 minutes, we just surprised Nick Turner by telling him on the radio that Tamisha is pregnant. He had no idea. So we asked her to tell us a little bit about their story. We would break it to him on the radio while he was listening in the car, had no idea she was pregnant. So the first time he heard she was pregnant, when we were talking about it just a couple of minutes ago.
Tamisha, congratulations first and foremost, but can we speak to the shocked father-to-be real quick?
Yes, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, we're coming back to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
All right. So there you are. You're sitting to us, listening to us, maybe for the very first time. And then you hear us talking about you. Take us through it.
Oh, actually, I was watching a video on my phone as y'all started talking. And I heard Nick Turner. And I'm like, what? No way there's another Nick Turner that I know about. So I paused the video on my phone, and y'all said Tamisha, and I'm like, nah, that name too unique. That name bright, so it can't be another one.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then, like, y'all was just saying something like, nah, this got to be about me. Ain't no way she got me on the radio. And then y'all said my daughter was going to be an awesome big sister. Oh, my goodness. I froze.
That's understandable.
So at that point, I'm guessing you look at Tamisha like, what is happening right now?
Yes. Yes. I said, ain't no way. Ain't no way this is happening right now. There's no way.
Oh, there's way.
We can explain it to you later. If you want to know how something like this happens. Congratulations, my dude.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
You know, so from everything that Tamisha said, do you want to read her letter to him? Because you're going to be really touched by the things she said about you.
All right. So in addition to finding out the wonderful news, I think this will be like the little cherry on top of your Father's Day weekend, Nick. So Tamisha wrote to us. So even though me and the father of my kids are not together, we play the piano every now and then. And the last time we did, I ended up pregnant with my second child. I'm currently 10 weeks pregnant and I'm not sure how to break it to him. I listen to you guys every morning. So when I heard your offer, I knew this is how I had to break it to him. Nick is a wonderful father to our 3-year-old daughter. He always puts her first. Nick goes above and beyond for people, and he's a very hard worker. He loves family and will do pretty much anything for them. Very selfless. He's caring and great with kids. Our daughter loves him so much and wants to be just like him and do everything he does. His little brothers look up to him. He's a great role model. We aren't together at the moment, but want to work on us. We live together for the moment. Plus, we want to keep it normal for our first child. He just had a death in the family, and I know this will cheer him up. I couldn't have asked for a better father to my kids than him.
She did.
We did not write that for her.
No.
I assure you, man.
Nor is it ChatGPT AI.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Oh, my God. Thank y'all so much.
You want to put Tamisha on with us?
Yeah.
He's definitely still in shock.
100%.
Hello?
Tamisha, did it live up to the expectations, babe?
Definitely. He's crying right now.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah.
So what did it look like when he's watching he's listening to the radio and he's putting this whole thing together after Kristen says she's going to be a great big sister? Did he start to put it together right there?
Yes. You could see the wheels turning in his head. His face is like all the blood drained from his face.
Listen.
He was so in shock.
Tamisha, you crushed it. Tommy has been on the phone with her all morning long, making sure he was listening at the right time. Now, your last homework assignment, Tamisha, send us that video ASAP, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you guys so much.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Me too.
Happy Father's Day to all the new dads also. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.